This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Hi, everyone. It's time for us to get trashy again. I am your trash head of all trash heads. I am Dave Denton, and joining me today is the original trash head. This is James Christopher Evans in beautiful North Carolina. How are things in North Carolina today?
Well, finally, the temperature's going down. There's no rain. I thought we were going to have to build the ark here. You never know. But it's been a great time, and now it's time to talk some trash.
But right now, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on in professional wrestling. And I think the biggest story continues from the last time we did a podcast is the fallout from the forced retirement of Vince McMahon. We're seeing return of some wrestlers to the WWE. People like Dexter Lumis has come back. Karrion Kross has come back. Io Shirai has come back. And then you're going to see some more over the next little while. Bayley is back, although she wasn't ever officially fired from the WWE. I ask you, Christopher Evans, this fallout from Vincent Kennedy McMahon being let go or forced retirement, what do you think the fallout is going to continue to be?
Well, I think that there's going to be more people that are going to find that he's paid off. And I believe that the WWE is going to get a little bit stronger and a little bit better with their storylines and everything. And if everything works out, we might have a Mr. Rogers come back in the Firefly Funhouse, maybe. That would be nice to see. That's been a rumor, but I mean, I see this getting worse for Vince McMahon more than ever, but I also see it as a good thing because now Triple H can take over and some people are starting to call Triple H and say, hey, I'd like to come back now that Vince is gone.
Yeah. So, that's one of the things that's kind of surprising is there are a lot of wrestlers who say they would like to come back to the WWE now that Vince is gone. And I think you're right, Chris. The $14 million that Vince McMahon has been accused. Now, once again, we say accused because we don't want to say he's done it, but he's been accused of paying off for dalliances. That's the politically correct term, I guess, with the female members of the opposite sex persuasion. I think you're going to find more people coming out and saying, yeah, he wasn't always nice to me. But I think the biggest thing that you're going to see is you're seeing the return of Karrion Kross. Saw Dexter Lumis come back. There's rumors about the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, coming back. And I want to talk more about that in a little bit. Do you see any others that are maybe in AEW now that you think might jump ship like Cody Rhodes did coming back to the WWE? Have you heard anything?
I've heard, like CM Punk says he wouldn't go back no matter what because he doesn't believe that Vince is, you know, completely out of it. I haven't heard any AEW stars that wanting to go back to the WWE. If they did, I mean, who could it be? Daniel Bryan, William Regal? Who would want to go back? I would love to see William Regal go back and take over NXT again. Let him be the... But we don't know. Yeah. I mean, this is a back and forth situation, but maybe they can start bringing in better people. Maybe they can start going out to the indie shows and picking people up like Paul Heyman's been trying to do when he was in Nashville at SummerSlam.
Well, you know, I'm not necessarily saying bring in new people. I'd like to bring in new writers.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe have more writers and more producers backstage, having more of them not only working together, but working more with the talent and getting their ideas for their own storylines. I think that's one of the things that really has hurt over the last little while. To me, what's hurt the WWE is the lack of consistency in storylines, too much consistency with the same wrestlers always getting the push and that kind of thing. I would like to see maybe the wrestlers have a little bit more input about how this is going to be how a story is going to be heard. Not necessarily where they would have, you know, editorial control, because you got to have a boss. You got to have somebody saying, well, you know, that's a good idea, but no, we're going to go this way. But I'd like to have their input. I think that would be, to me, easier, because not everyone can always have the best ideas. Even as creative as I am, I don't always have good ideas. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand that. And I'm hopefully they can find some better writers that they need. Well, they do need that. And it's going to be very hard to get, you know, who else can they have to come in to write? Like somebody that's not from a dang soap opera or, you know, hey, I wrote for the New York Times. Well, you can't write. Okay, you wrote for the New York Times. What can you do for professional wrestling? So, no, I don't really know. Well, hopefully they can do something.
Yeah, I would think that you would want to go with, you know, former employees, former wrestlers who might have retired that are that you know that are very creative. And then you give them that role of saying, you know what, we want your input on this storyline and this storyline. Maybe saying, what's going on now with the New Day? You know, they've been kind of pushed back over the last 6 months to where now they're taking on the new vicious Viking Raiders. I hate that. Just call them the Viking Raiders. But I would just hope that they not necessarily try to go for new talent, but trying to push some of the very good talent they already have and maybe reverse this edict that Vince McMahon put in when he took over NXT about not going for some of the smaller wrestlers, because that's when Johnny Gargano went out the door. Tommaso Ciampa eventually made it to WWE Raw, but Vince wasn't a big fan of his. He was going to kind of bury him again. Look what they did with L.A. Knight, the former L.A. Drake, or whatever they called him on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. You know, they're ruining that character. I liked him as Eli Drake or L.A. Knight, whichever one. But that modeling concept that was right before that Vince McMahon, that to me just needs to go out the old porcelain throne. Just kind of flush that one down the tubes.
Yeah, that one's stupid.
Because that guy is so good, you know.
Yeah, but he's not wrestling. He's just doing that.
And that's a shame. That's such a shame, because he would be so good as a mid-card guy or maybe in a great tag team. I think he's one of the most underused talents that they have right now. And that's because I've been a fan of his since Championship Wrestling of Hollywood. Watch him on that. Yeah. I always thought he was so good. So you're going to have all this talent, you know, the possible return of Bray Wyatt. Do you think that Bray Wyatt should come back as Bray Wyatt or come back as The Fiend or maybe as a different character altogether? I want to ask you a question on that.
I think he needs to come back as The Fiend. I mean, the people love The Fiend. Yeah, have him come back as The Fiend or come back as like his God-given name of Wyndham or something. I mean, will he come back? Is Bray Wyatt coming back? We don't know.
Yeah, that's just an internet rumor.
Yeah, will he go to AEW? We don't know. We don't know what he looks like. We don't know if he's cut off his beard. We don't know what he's done. We have no idea. We don't know.
You know, if he does come back, I would – and I love The Fiend. I really did. I love that character. I would like to see a reincarnation of something like the Wyatt family, though.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the Wyatt family. And Eric Redbeard is still out there. And, you know, he's going to be teaming up with Danhausen on Friday night on AEW. But Redbeard is saying that he is open to returning to the WWE with their new management. But, you know, to get him to come back and maybe get some other big guys back and kind of reform a little bit of the Wyatt family. And then let that creativity that Bray Wyatt has run amok. And there's another one that could come back, not necessarily as an on a screen role, but as a producer, a writer. That man is brilliant in some of his storytelling and the way he does things. I think I think he's one of those great minds that was so underutilized for so many years by the WWE. I'd love to see him come back in some capacity.
Yeah, I'd love to see Bray Wyatt come back. I mean, that's what's missing in the WWE now is they need a real good evil person to really wreak havoc, and he would be the perfect one. But we don't know what's going to happen yet. They've got all this. The rumors are going around. Let's just hope that they have their brains set in good mode, and then bring him back.
Yeah.
I mean, he brought money to the WWE. I mean, come on.
Just bought another Fiend figure today for my collection. So.
Yeah, well, he's a two-time Universal Champion.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on, bring the man back. He was bringing in the money. Bring him back. Let him come back.
I think it would be really good and to have him come back. But I think you're going to see a real influx of not necessarily in front of the camera, but maybe behind the scenes. You're going to see some changes there, hopefully with some of the storylines and maybe some pushing of other characters besides the same ones all the time. I think there's ways to do it that they just haven't figured out. They just get their main characters and say, oh, we're going to push him for 3 or 4 years and then use him up and let him go, where they could get 10 years out of a guy and have him be a mid-carder for some time and then maybe a major carder. And a good example of that is Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler has gone from main card to just being an enhancement talent to a mid-carder. He's another one of those that's such a good talent that he could be using Bobby Roode in a different way. I just think a lot of things are still in the wash, and I don't think we've heard the last of how much money Vince McMahon has put into some of these payoffs. I was just reading that we know of $14 million. There's another $5 million that has been reported recently, and that's a lot of money. So, I don't know whether there's going to be legal problems or if he's just going to go off into the distance or what, but still a lot to be the heard of. So, but SummerSlam is over, and SummerSlam was pretty good. Was it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but I thought the biggest thing to me was a very creative match for the Universal title, the Undisputed title, the combined titles. With Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, when Brock came out with his tractor doing his best Kenny Chesney impression.
She thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on.
It was creative, you know. I can't say that I thought it was great. I thought it was pretty good the way they did it. I thought it was dangerous to have that piece of machinery out there. And they could have done some things with him. When tipping over the ring, I thought was good, but it was a fun match.
Yeah, it was a fun match, and it was amazing they did it in Tennessee, but it was a good time. But did you notice when Brock got onto the tractor or wherever it was, and he said his name, and he threw the mic at Roman Reigns, and Roman just caught it so perfectly, it was almost like it was a magnet to that hand.
Yeah.
It was good. When I watched it, I was like, dang, he didn't even look to see where the mic went. He just, bam, got it.
That was one of those things that say, I'm just that cool, you know?
Well, Roman is starting to, I think he's starting to wear out and wear down, because let's see, it's been 685 days he's been champion.
Yeah.
So I think his time is about up. I don't know when, where, but who's going to dethrone finally? Who's going to dethrone the man? He's held the belt for what, 2 years now? Which is the longest I've ever seen someone in the WWE hold a belt in this era.
Right.
For a long time. Yeah. I mean, I'm in shock.
Yeah, there was, of course, they had the Bob Backlund era where he held it forever, and then before that, everybody would hold it for years and years. But, maybe it's about time for that. But that's still to come. And, they got the event that's going to be taking place over in Ireland, I think it is, coming up. And that's going to be Drew McIntyre, who is a beast, by the way. That man has got the best back in the business. I mean, those shoulders on that dude, just huge. And then the way he can move at his age and his body size just amazes me. He just amazes me.
It is. He's a heck of a wrestler, does a great promo. And that's another one that they've been pushing off to the side just a little bit too much. And now they're trying to give him another push, but we all good and well know that he's not going to win the title. I mean, unless that's what they want, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't see that one happening either. So
I don't see him winning the title. I don't think it'll ever be Brock ever again. I've understood that Brock is, you know, he's ready to ride off into the sunset. After Vince retired, he was ready to go. He didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
So, and that's understandable because Brock and Vince had a relationship going that was really good. And like Brock said, if he's gone, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Well, about that? Yeah, like, how about this, Brock? We'll let you drive a tractor in the ring. I'm in.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
He did look like he was having fun doing that, though.
And he is, and he was interacting more with the fans than I've ever seen this man ever do.
Right.
So it's amazing. It really is.
So what's better, the tractor coming to the ring, the beer truck coming to the ring, or the milk truck coming to the ring?
I'll have to say the milk truck.
I love the milk truck.
I love the milk truck. The milk truck was the best one. I mean, the beer truck was good, but the milk truck was even better. I mean, that was just excellent right there.
Yeah.
And see, that's what we're missing. We're missing some of this. Now we need something like Austin Theory thinking he was going to cash in, and I loved it. He runs down there, Brock grabs him, boom, he's done.
Uh-huh.
So it was okay. It was all right.
But you know, we talked a little bit about over the past about that surprise entrance, and you know, you saw Bayley coming in. That was the first match, you know, the women's match in the SummerSlam when she came in with Dakota Kai and Io Shirai. And now Io Sky, but that was a surprise, and I like that. But you know, very rarely anymore, especially the WWE, they don't have these surprises. You know, they'll say somebody's coming back until you saw Karrion Kross come back on SmackDown. Look at all the press that got that Karrion Kross was back, and then AEW this week, another surprise comeback. With the return of CM Punk from his injury.
Yeah.
So.
Which, my question is, can Moxley not bleed all the dang time on AEW? Every time he gets into a headlock, he starts bleeding. I mean, what is the deal with Moxley? He looks okay, but with CM Punk, I mean, they said this is the dream match. We've already seen this before, haven't we?
Well, you're thinking, you know, with Moxley, you know, AEW is the organization now that has kind of forced WWE to get away from their PG era to go into
the
TV-14. And
That's
then
true.
John Moxley, his character since he left the WWE has been blood and guts. I mean, every match he does winds up to be a bloody match. That's his stick. So I don't mind him getting, you know, whether he's bleeding himself or doing something to bleed. I'm not a big fan of those type of matches.
He needs to learn how to hide the blade.
Yeah.
Better.
But you know, that match he had against Chris Jericho on Dynamite this week and that Quake at the Lake, that was fun. Uh-huh. That was a fun match. Sammy Guevara comes out halfway through the match, and I am not a Sammy Guevara fan. I don't like the guy. I don't like his in-ring work. I don't like his promo work. He just never has done anything for me. But he was going to throw the baseball bat, Floyd, into the ring, and he must have been pumped because he threw it on the other side of the ring. I mean, Jericho had to go outside of the ring to retrieve the bat to come in and hit Moxley with the bat. That was so funny because the cameraman comes back to Sammy, and Sammy's going, huh? What did I do wrong, George? What did I do wrong?
Well,
but it was.
Do you have an hour, sir? We'll tell you. So.
But, you know, I know a lot of people love Sammy, and that's the thing I like about professional wrestling. We can all have our favorites and our least favorites. I am not a Sammy Guevara fan. I've said it many times. I'm not a Hardy Boys fan. Either one of the Hardys. Could care less. Never have liked them.
Yep.
But a lot of people do, and I'm not going to say you're stupid for being a fan of those. If you like them, fine. You know, they're just not my cup of tea. Bryan Danielson, hey, yeah, I like him. Sami Zayn,
yeah.
one of my favorites. L.A. Knight or Eli Drake, I loved him.
Yep.
Tommaso Ciampa, one of my favorites. Dolph Ziggler, I think we can all have our favorites and root for who we want. And sometimes on social media, those that don't think we can have our own opinion, try to say, change my mind. Yeah, well, change mine. You know, that's what I want to tell them.
I know. I know there's one that's going to grow on you very soon. That's going to be Danhausen. No, I'm joking. Dan. Yeah, I know.
Now, but you know what? He's getting people to tune in.
Yes, he is.
He's like this 3 years ago, like Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy. I was not a fan of Orange Cassidy when AEW first started. Then he started growing on me like a fungus. You know, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. My wife had to insist that I like Orange Cassidy.
Yes,
now, I have a couple Orange Cassidy shirts now. Not as many as my wife. But anyway, you know, he grew on me. I like his ring work. But I just haven't come that way with Danhausen yet.
I mean, I like Danhausen. He's funny. He's just the comedy shtick. That's all he is. And I love the way he goes when he comes out from under the ring and he'll curse you.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, it's funny. It is. But you have to admit, the man was in Ring of Honor. Wasn't really, the greatest wrestler in the whole world, but now he's almost like a household name now.
Yeah.
He's a household name.
And so then a lot of people, when he first came to AEW, a lot of people, because he just came in, he was made an appearance and he left. It wasn't like he was in the ring fighting and stuff, but he was coming back from a very serious leg injury. So now he's doing some ring work and that, but he is that comic relief that I think you need. Orange Cassidy has gone from being comic relief, but also being able to go kind of like R-Truth. R-Truth can put on a match, and I think Orange Cassidy can do the same thing. So that's my thought about Danhausen. Sorry, he's not one of my favorites, but that's okay. That's okay. So
everyone has their own taste, and it's a good thing to do, and we all have it here on Turnbuckle Trash, and some people like Danhausen, some people don't. Some people like Orange Cassidy, some people don't.
Yeah.
It all depends.
But,
some people like the young bucks, and that's the ones that snort stuff too much. So
Why? The young bucks can be okay.
Uh-huh.
And I've said this once again, one of the best tag team matches I have ever seen was back in the TNA days when the Bucks were first getting started. I think they'd had some success on the West Coast and maybe in Japan, but they took on the Motor City Machine Guns in a program there. And one of their matches on TV was incredible. It was awesome. Loved it. But, I think both you and I say our two favorite tag teams right now are both AEW ROH. I'm a big fan of FTR and the Briscoes.
Yep. They tore it up.
They did.
They were tearing it up.
Uh-huh.
Those boys right there are good. I mean, FTR, the WWE lost out on that kind of a tag team right there. They could have been a real good tag team in the WWE, and it went downhill. Now that they're in AEW, FTR is just phenomenal. I mean, they are a very good tag team, but come on, AEW. Come on, TNT or whoever it is. Bring over them boys. Over to them. Bring them to the TV. Come on. Do something.
I wish AEW would consider taking maybe Friday nights or maybe even making another complete program to give to another network with ROH. You know, I would just, I'd like to see Ring of Honor have their own television program again. I've always been an ROH fan. I mean, they had some wrestlers go through there. You know, Kevin Steen, El Generico. You saw Bryan Danielson there. You saw CM Punk there. So many great wrestlers. Jay Lethal, the Viking Raiders. I mean, you could go on and on with all these former ROH talents that went on to become superstars in the industry, whether they went to WWE or went across the sea to Mexico or across the sea to Mexico. Boy, that was brilliant, wasn't it, Dave? There you across the sea to Japan, joined the Bullet Club over there, or maybe went to Mexico. You know, there was just a lot of great wrestlers who were in ROH over the years.
Yeah.
I think they could really build on that with the return of an ROH TV product. I really do.
That is very, very true. I wish that they would, you know, bring Ring of Honor back or have another kind of a show, but now they're going to have that six-man tag team championship going on.
I like it.
And let's see what. I like it. I think it's going to be really well. And they've got a North America, Mid-Atlantic or whatever champion now. That's mm-hmm. It was who was it? Who's their champ? Pac.
Yeah.
Pac is the champ. I had no idea. I didn't even know that he won the belt.
Oh man.
I had no idea.
Oh man. And that guy can go. I mean, I've always been a fan of his. He went by Neville in the WWE, and then, you know, he's been all over the country and all over the world, and now he's that Mid-Atlantic champion, and he does a lot of stuff on Dark, but you know, he also does a lot of house shows too. So he's someone that they could use more on TV. But Tony Khan has even been reported as recently saying how difficult it is to give people their TV time that they deserve. And I think that's where maybe doing a syndicated show with an ROH, splitting up ROH and AEW talent, and then doing some Rampage talent that just appear on Rampage, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But who am I? I'm just a lowly fan, you know. I would like to see that happen.
That's where Tony Khan needs to be listening to the average, to the fans. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be doing the production. Listen to what the fans want. They can tell you exactly how to, you know, blow the top off AEW, but they'll get it eventually. I mean, AEW is doing very well for themselves right now. They are.
Yeah, they are.
They're doing very well.
And then you talked about, you know, the return of the six-man championships coming to mm-hmm. AEW. There's a return of another tag team championship to WWE. Finally, the women's tag team belt is coming back, and we're starting a tournament to that. I say, hey, hallelujah. I love it, because when Sasha Banks and Naomi left, I thought it left a big hole in the programming. And, you know, I've always have enjoyed women's wrestling. I would like to see them get back to having more time on TV for the women than they have, especially with the tag team division.
Well, they need that. Plus, I hear that they're going to, you know, destroy the 24/7 championship and get that out of there. Triple H doesn't. It's about time. That belt was gone a long time ago. But it is what it is. I mean, I'm glad that they're going to have the women's tag team division back and going again. Let's see who comes back. Maybe Sasha Banks makes a return. But from what I understand, she's made a character change big time with her hair, I believe.
Yeah, could be. When we come back, we'll talk more with Christopher Evans as we continue on Turnbuckle Trash. But the other day, I was going through some of the archives, and I found something that I really enjoyed doing a few years ago. It's all about catchphrases, and I mixed it to a little AC/DC. I think you'll enjoy it, and we'll have it next on Turnbuckle Trash.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X.
But who has the best catchphrase of all time? Well, there have been a lot.
Who's got the best catchphrase?
Yeah! Yeah! Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be. To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
The Rock gets a hold of you, he's not gonna put you in an arm bar, a candy bar, a monkey bar, a topless bar. Oh, it doesn't matter what type of bar it is.
Are you ready?
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
One more!
Woo! Hey, don't you wrap me up, baby! I run the company now! Woo! The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be!
The catchphrase is the cornerstone to being a great wrestler.
You will rest in peace.
What kind of catchphrase is that?
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass. Rock on the roof, brain on the floor. Yeah, yeah, babe. Who in the blue hell are you?
Because I'm the Miz. And I'm...
And what it all comes down to is this. Money isn't everything. It's the only thing. And everyone has a price for the $1 million man. What? I want everybody to know why I'm beating people for a five count. Because I want you to know, when you're in a ring with King Kong Bundy, I want anybody, whether it's the Junkyard Dog, Jimmy Snuka, Hulk Hogan, when you're beat by Bundy, I want you to know you've been beat. Because you take a look at all these pencil neck geeks out here.
Woo. Have no fear, the son of Plumber, baby. What's going on, baby? What can I do for you?
Thank God you're here.
That if you're going to watch wrestling, you have to have your own catchphrase.
What a rush!
What you gonna do, Macho Man, when the whole world for Hulkamaniacs destroy you?
It's just a mellow! But the Rock is cooking.
Woo! Woo! And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You can't see me.
You can't see me. What are you playing, peekaboo?
Oh, look over there at the dressing room door, and you're going to see Hacksaw stomping on out with my hair going this way, my eyes going that way, and sweat going every which way. But just one thing on my mind, and that's to beat you up. So don't expect no wrestling, man. No takedowns, no go behind. It's going to be a fight, and you're going down, tough guy.
Go back to just being you instead of a one-dimensional character with a silly catchphrase.
Let's take out the trash.
Roger that.
No, not that kind of trash.
Not what kind of trash?
Wait, so we're not taking out the actual trash?
No, I meant it figuratively.
I spent a lot of time separating out the recyclable.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
I'm Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champion, the Big LG Doc Gallows, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Trash Podcast.
Because I know we both have some big-time feelings about what happened in Nashville, Tennessee, SummerSlam, but the next night with the supposed last match for Ric Flair.
The best-looking man, the best-dressed man.
That I'm custom made. I can't help it that I look good, smell good, woo, can dance all night long.
Styling and profiling. Woo!
I mean, the man, he deserves to have, if you can work, you can work. I thought he didn't look good as far as he was very slow in the ring. There's reports that he passed out twice in the ring.
Yep.
I wasn't happy with the match itself. But those that were there seemed to like it. And if he... What about these rumors that Conrad has saying that that might not be his last match?
From what I understand and from what I'm reading, that this is not going to be Ric Flair's last match. He supposedly went over to Mexico and had a confrontation with someone in Mexico. I don't know who the guy's name was. Don't ask me. But then they started, putting on a promo set, and then Rick gets busted open again. But I also have found out that the reason why Rick decided it was just going to be somewhat of his last match is because Rick was in trouble with the IRS.
That could be.
So Rick was in deep, deep debt with the IRS. And this match of what he had paid everything off. It was like $350K he owed. Uh-huh. I think $350,000 or something like that. And this match and all the buys and everything is what helped him out. But my question to you is, do you honestly believe what this man says? Is this is going to be it? This is his last roundup? No, I don't believe it is. I believe he wants to do it again or it's going to kill him. And he's lucky to be alive as it is.
Yeah, the rumors are that he passed out twice during the match.
Yeah.
And whether that's true or not, once again, it's the internet. Bonjour. You got to believe everything the internet says. But to me, I'm really torn. I mean, do you take away somebody's love for their entire life if they can still get people to pay to see him do it? To be honest with you, I would rather see him as a manager and, maybe throw a chop or something every once in a while. But to have him involved in a match, would prefer to have him in a managerial role at this point of his career. And I don't know whether he would agree to do that, but the highlights that I watched of the match, I was going, Rick, oh, come on. It's time to say, maybe him write some stories or maybe him book some matches. He's done that in the past. How well he did, I'm not sure, but he's been a booker in the past and I guess he did okay with it, but I think he likes the spotlight. And it's hard not to have the spotlight when you're used to it. It's very difficult.
Yes, it is. It's time for Rick to go bye-bye. Your time is up, but once it's in your blood, you can never get rid of it. It's like a drug. And it's very hard to stop something that you love to do so much, but Rick, this is your life, man. Come on, just right off into the sunset. You had fun with Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett, which I thought the storyline was okay at first.
Right.
It was okay, but it got dumb. It really did. The promos and everything just got, off the wall.
Yeah.
I didn't really care for it.
Well, part of that show they had like a battle royal or bunkhouse match, and the winner of that got to go on AEW. And go against Jon Moxley, and he did really well. It was a very fun match to watch him and it all stemmed from that show in Nashville. And I would like to see him again in the ring. I thought it was very, very well done. Major League Wrestling has announced that they're getting ready for another big pay-per-view soon. And then, of course, we've got the news coming out of Salt Lake City that DCW 4th anniversary show they are going to have quite a lineup there with Diamond Dallas Page being there. Eric Bischoff's going to be there. The former Glacier is going to be there. And Camilla, is that her name, the NWA Women's Champion?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's going to be there.
She's going to be there. And then it was also announced that it's already sold out as far as the front row, and the second row is almost gone. But that is also going to be available on pay-per-view on Fight TV, which really interests me because of my health concerns. That I do know this, if I can't make it to the show, which I hope I can, I will definitely order that on pay-per-view with Devotion Championship Wrestling, and I'll be looking for that December the 3rd. I'm just impressed with the way these guys conduct their business in Salt Lake City.
Well, I mean, I can't wait for to see all that with Devotion. I mean, I'm really happy for Devotion and Manny Lemons of what he has accomplished and what he's done for that promotion. And the people that you have brought in to help out has been absolutely phenomenal, from DDP to Glacier to the Antichrist of wrestling, Eric Bischoff. But other than that, I mean, yeah.
Oh, and, and the Good Brothers are going to be there, too. The Good Brothers are going to be there.
And the Good Brothers are going to be there. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be absolutely amazing what Devotion has done, because they were this small individual little company, and now they are becoming mainstream. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. And, they're becoming, they're what Salt Lake City needs as far as professional wrestling goes. Show a month, then they get some of the wrestlers getting some recognition in other parts. You know, MK's doing really well, with his promotion in Phoenix. He also with the Future Stars of Wrestling. Brett Buffet is in the NWA, appears on that show all the time. He does some wrestling in Georgia and Kentucky. And then, you know, Manny does Georgia, Kentucky. Rekka's being on WOW. She's been on AEW Dark. And they're just doing very well. And they're teaching their students that they have in Salt Lake City. I expect more big names to come from DCW in the future. And I'm really excited for those guys.
Oh, I'm sure that that's going to happen. There's a wrestling promotion coming here. MLW is coming to Salisbury. FTR will be here. I can't make it. I have to work.
Oh, darn.
Dang it. I wanted to go because the Rock and Roll Express is supposed to be there with Ricky's son is starting to wrestle now, and he's going to be there. And there's going to be a Magnum. Magnum is going to be there. All the old wrestlers are going. And if I had known last week that Bill Superstar Dundee was in Charlotte, I would have run to Charlotte just to go see him. But I did not know he was there until I saw a photo. And everybody, keep him in your prayers. That man looks bad. And I mean, he's got it. What? He's got to be.
Well, both he and Jerry, they're both in their 70s, yes.
Yeah, but that man looked just whoo.
Yeah.
Father Time has not been very nice to him.
Right.
So, but yeah, he's doing very well for himself, I believe. But is there anything else that we're too bad? Zane needs to figure out what to do, because we need to have a triple threat one of these days whenever he's able to. Zane, if you're listening. So
yeah, well, I mean, thought we were going to be able to do that last weekend. Then Zane and I both turned up on Sunday afternoon, not feeling too well, so we had to cancel that. And
it happens.
It does. But I was surprised, you know. I got in touch with Zane and said, man, I'm just not feeling so hot. And he said he'd been in bed all day long himself. So that's when I contacted you. But, yeah, we'll get it together. I would love to see you and Zane just do a show by yourselves. And you
That'd
know,
be nice to do one of these days. We can try it and see what we can get that done with.
Yeah.
But, maybe if we have another wrestling promo down here in Salisbury, I'm going to try to go to it this time. But by the time I get done with work, the wrestling is going to be starting, and I don't get off work till 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And by the time I got there, the tickets and everything, it's no telling what it would be.
Well, the next time you offer to be security for them.
Well, I would love to. I mean, they do the sheriff's officers usually go over there and, you know, do the screening and everything. But, I mean, if they need a detail work on the next one, I'll gladly sign up for it.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, on AEW, they have two on A&E Network. They're doing WWE biographies right now, I've just been watching the one with Lex Luger, and I'm in the early part of his career, where he was, you know, playing college football, and then he was playing in Tampa in the USFL, and then he goes to Memphis to work for the Showboats, and he's running around Memphis, and he talks about how everywhere he went, because of his physique, people were coming up and asking him if he was a wrestler. And, you know, he said, well, no, but it kind of got that thing in his mind when he went back to Florida. He went to wrestling school, and the rest is history. Now, Luger has had a lot of personal issues, substance abuse, and then all kinds of personal issues. He says that if he is ever inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, which could happen, that he would like to be able to walk on stage, because he's mainly confined to a wheelchair now, but he can walk just a little bit. So we wish him well. But the one with Kurt Angle was very well done. And, you know, when the WWE does something, and then you get a big network like A&E, when they do something, they do it right. You got to give them credit. And it's been very interesting watching those.
I like the one with The Undertaker. I thought that was well done. With Bret the Hitman Hart, that was a good one as well. I like that one too. And I don't know who else they've got coming up. I know about Lex Luger. I just like to know who else they're going to try to do.
Yeah, and then they have also have rivalries where they're talking about different rivalries in wrestling that last for years. And I think the newest one is going to be the Monday Night Wars between WCW and the WWF, WWE back in the day. And, you know, that's kind of thing with the two programs that they have right now. Very well done. And then when you have Peacock with all the WWE network, and they have some independent shows on the network there too. So, as Zane says, it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, because you got a lot of choices between YouTube, the networks, the streaming services, Fight TV, and then you got the WWE network. You got A&E, you got it's a great time if you are a fan of professional wrestling to get back into it. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I mean, if you like professional wrestling, keep up with it. Tell us. And if you want to, you know, join in on these conversations, all you have to do is ask, and we can try to get you set up. If you, the fans here and Turnbuckle Trash, want to debate us about things, go ahead. Come on. We would love to have your information.
Yeah, we'd even get you on through the podcast too. So
yeah, we'll get you on the podcast, and you can debate with us whether what you like and what you don't like.
And of course we'd win.
Of course we're going to win.
We're professionals at this.
Yes, we're professionals. All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
We're professionals. All right. Do you know that there's another Turnbuckle Trash on Facebook? Did you know that
there's a Turnbuckle Trash Talk? Isn't there?
Yes, Turnbuckle Trash Talk.
Yeah, they came out shortly after we did.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask them to, you know, hey, why don't both of us trash heads talk and see what we can debate? But they never got back to me.
Yeah. Well, so, don't forget also, I have that other podcast, Radio Guy Reflections.
Yes.
And with that, we call it 3W News, which is kind of just strange newscast as part of that, and it's all available on many of the same podcast hosting networks that you have right now. So check them all out, and we do appreciate it. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. This is just a way for us to flap our gums a little bit.
We have a lot of fun with it, and everybody, I guess they all enjoy it, because we have a lot of people in wrestling that listens to the podcast too.
We do that. Thank you, guys.
All right.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Because you got to have a boss. You got to have somebody saying,
"That was totally wicked."
I don't always have good ideas. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I wrote for the New York Times.
Hey, what?
Can Moxley not bleed all the dang time on AEW?
Me just needs to go out the, you know, the old porcelain throne. Danhausen. Sorry. He's not one of my
favorites. What did I do wrong, George? What did I do?
Went across the sea to Mexico. Or across the sea to Mexico. Well, that was brilliant, wasn't it, David? There you.
Now, I don't get what he's doing, and I'm smart. Not book smart or street smart or brain smart, but something.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.